I'm Rachel Greenberg. Joining us on this edition of Volta Insider is Miss America 2015, Kara Kazantsev. Kara spent the last year traveling across the country and around the world sharing the Miss America organization's message of scholarship and education, supporting the work of Children's Miracle Network hospitals, and supporting the U.S. troops. Kara also talks about her personal platform, raising awareness to end domestic violence. Kara recently passed the crown to Miss America 2016 at the 95th Miss America pageant. She shares with us some of her favorite memories of the past year and her plans for the future. What does Miss America do?
It's a great question. So I serve as the National Goodwill Ambassador for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, which means I travel all across the country visiting many of our 170 member hospitals. And you walk into those hospitals with your sparkly hat on, and the smiles on their faces are worth it. They're worth what we do every single day. I travel every 2 days. I'm in a different city every 2 days. I do about 20,000 miles a month on the road.
Wow.
It's a lot. I have my personal platform. It's called Love Shouldn't Hurt, Protecting Women Against Domestic Violence. So I travel a lot promoting that. And the campaign that we started called Put the Nail in It. So I always have my left ring fingernail painted purple.
Ooh.
And so, yeah, take a look. And it's just a symbol that one in four women and one in seven men are affected by domestic violence. And it's a conversation starter. People ask me about it all the time. Yeah. And I go, oh, well, by the way, it's not just a fun purple nail. Yeah. It's to raise awareness for domestic violence. And it educates others and gets that conversation going that'll do something about it. So it's been really cool to get to have that. And then I work a lot with the military as well and went overseas with them, so the list goes on and on.
Is there a specific reason that it's purple, or do you just like the
color? Well, purple is the awareness color for domestic violence.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
So why is the work of Miss America so important to life?
Well, I think it's really important to have positive female leaders and role models in the world, and sometimes I think that there's an absence of them, and young girls and young boys need positive role models, and Miss America fills that void. And she's relatable, she's relevant, she's important to people of all ages, from all walks of life, from every demographic, and she can walk the red carpet at a Dick Clark event, or she can get down on the ground at a children's hospital, or hold the women at a women's shelter in her arms and cry together, and she's able to bring those connections to others, and that's why she's so special and important to people.
I agree.
Well, good.
In what ways were you forced to step out of your comfort zone in order to rise to the challenge of being Miss America?
So Miss America definitely pushes you out of your comfort zone and beyond anything I ever thought I was capable of. I had to sing the national anthem in front of Peyton Manning and Stevie Nicks, and I thought I was going to throw up. But I got through it, and it was one of the best performances I ever did. But something like that, or getting in a Black Hawk helicopter and flying over the countryside of Afghanistan and Bagram, it's pretty scary, those types of things. So you are literally pushed beyond any limit you could have ever set for yourself. And you grow because of that. And I'm so thankful for the experiences I've had this year, because it's made me a better person, a stronger person, and I can handle anything now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us about one of your favorite experiences from this past year?
Well, I think traveling abroad with the USO, we went to Italy, Germany.
What is the USO?
The United Service Organization. They serve those who serve and support our United States military and their families.
Okay.
So I traveled with the Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and a great cast of athletes and actors and comedians, and we had a great time in Afghanistan, Bahrain, Korea, the list goes on and on. But we were able to go to these combat zones and thank our troops for their service in person. And Miss America hasn't done that since about 1971, since Phyllis George. So it's been a while, and I'm honored to have gotten to do it as Miss America.
So who were you with specifically? Which part of the military?
We were supported by the Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. So we had Marines with us, Airmen, Army service members, everybody. And we visited different types of bases and people that had different roles within the military. So I was able to get exposed to all different types of service members and the jobs that they have, which is a really unique experience.
What was there anything that shocked you about these places, service stations that are much, much farther away from the U.S.
Yeah, well, I mean, these people are away from their friends and family, and they're there for 9 months at a time, and that can be really taxing. And, you know, you understand in person why it is so hard for service members to sometimes transition back into normal civilian life. I mean, even in South Korea at the DMZ, the soldiers there, they have to make their own food. Like, there's nobody taking care of them. You know, they're taking care of themselves the entire time that they're there. And that, you know, you don't think about the fact that there's an entire battalion of army men and women at the DMZ and that's between North and South Korea of Americans. And they're there for months and months and months by themselves. And I'd never thought about that before. So it really puts life into perspective and makes you so appreciative for what you have.
On a totally different note, what is one thing you would change about the pageant itself?
Let's see here. I wish we had more time. I wish we had more time within that 2-hour broadcast to talk about all the girls' accomplishments and things like that. And I know we only have 2 hours and you can't talk about all 52 women, you know, and their where they go to school, what they do, what their platform is. But I wish we could highlight every single one of them as much as we can. And we do, they do the best job they can within the 2-hour mm-hmm. time frame. But I just wish that America could see just how special each and every one of them is. But, you know, if they follow our social media and they, you know, are invested in the women, then they'll look into it themselves. But that's one thing I wish I could change. But unfortunately, that's not anyone's fault.
Maybe we'll make the font on the special facts a little bit bigger.
Yeah, so that everybody can see.
Yes.
I mean, we have some Ivy Leaguers, we have Dean's Listers, we have National Honor Society, we have valedictorians, and not all of them get to be showcased. And it's amazing, the organization, how much money just these girls get. You know, forget the $6 million everybody else has gotten, just this group is incredible. And the more we can showcase them and their accomplishments, the better.
So the money, does that go directly into the scholarships?
The scholarships, yeah. Yeah, so Miss America herself will win $50,000, and that's what I won.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you were to do the talent portion again, would you still utilize the cups while singing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I won because of that. It was a strategic decision. It wasn't, I didn't go out there saying, I'm going to wow them with my operatic aria of sorts. I decided to use it as a moment to show a different side of me, of my personality. And in my interview, you know, we talked about very serious things and some, you know, opinion questions and things like that. But I wanted to say, you know what, I'm going to show them I can sit on the ground with little kids at a children's hospital and completely drop my guard and engage them. So Lee Merriweather was like, when I saw you do that, I said, oh, she's going to be so great with the kids, and loved it. And they were either going to love it or hate it. And I knew that. I took the risk and it paid off.
Definitely. What do you think about Vanessa Williams coming back this year?
I think it's the best decision ever. I think it's incredible. I'm so happy she agreed to do it. She's an amazing woman and a wonderful Miss America. And I'm honored that she's going to be here.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet her.
What parts of the organization have been most instrumental in keeping the pageant running for 95 years?
The thing about Miss America is that it's so ingrained in the fabric of American patriotism. So no matter how bad anything ever got, how little money there was, or how much of a struggle they might have been going through at any point in time in the history of the 95 years, and there have definitely been, you know, challenging times, it will never go away because it's such an important American tradition. It's a symbol of American hope and freedom and what you can do when you come to this country. And my parents are immigrants. I'm a product of the American dream. I'm a first generation American, and Miss America is a symbol of that. So it will never go away. You can't do away with a tradition like that because no one will ever let that happen, no matter how challenging things get.
What was your favorite part of being Miss America this year?
You know, it's an experience unlike any other. So you get to do things that are very unique to being Miss America. But I love walking into a room and just saying, hi, I'm Miss America. And it's really special. And you only get to do it for 1 year. And people will react to it differently. And sometimes you get little girls that cry and can't believe you're there. And sometimes you get old ladies that have been watching the pageant for years and years, and then they just get so excited to see you. So to be able to elicit those sorts of reactions out of people that love the pageant so much is a really special thing.
Have you ever had any negative reactions?
Absolutely, all the time. It happens every day, especially on social media. People like to hide behind a handle and attack you, and that's part of the job now as Miss America. 5 years ago, Miss America didn't have to deal with negativity on the internet or maintaining a social media presence at all. But today, I post on Instagram and Twitter all day long, and we have a social media manager that, you know, makes sure that our branding and messaging is all in line via our outlets. So it can be challenging, but it just gives you a thicker skin, and you just brush everything off and shake it off via Taylor Swift.
I'm Miss America.
Yeah, I'm Miss America. Well, my answer is usually, I'm Miss America and you're not.
Sad. I think that's very appropriate.
It gets me through the days.
Can you give me 2 or 3 practical ideas that someone my age could use starting tomorrow to improve their leadership skills?
Yeah, I think being able to speak and orate and have extemporaneous speaking skills is really, really valuable. It's something that not many people can do. So, people automatically respond to somebody that can carry a conversation or speak in front of others. So that's definitely something. And then I think good leaders are people that can stand in the background sometimes and just listen and let others talk and, you know, take in all the information and marinate with that and then help to make a good decision. But I found through a lot of positive role models this year, Sam Haskell is one of my really just amazing role models, who's a CEO and executive chairman. He sits along the sidelines and claps for those who go by, and that makes him a great leader. And just having a good heart and being genuine in the things that you want. What's the point of getting involved in something if you don't genuinely care about it? So find something that you're passionate about, and then it'll be a lot easier to lead.
Okay. Some good advice.
Thank you. I try, you know.
You've appeared on some of the biggest live event TV shows, from the AMAs to New Year's Eve in Times Square. What were some of your favorite memories from the shows?
My first ever red carpet, I was walking at the American Music Awards. I'm walking and like staring at all the photographers, and all of a sudden I see all of the camera lenses shift, and I look over and it's Heidi Klum. So clearly I was not in her lens anymore. But I look over and my dress had pockets. I had my phone in my pocket, and I look over and I was like, oh my God, it's Heidi Klum! And like, it was so cool. Like, she's literally on the same carpet as me. She's 10 feet away, and I got a picture with her later. But that was the first time when I was like, I'm Miss America. Like, this is so cool. So I've had so much fun getting to do all those awesome Dick Clark events.
Were you ever nervous about having like 18 million cameras there?
Well, I never think about the fact that there's more of the audience than just the live audience. Mm-hmm. I forget that there's people at home watching too. But when you're about to introduce Pitbull at the American Music Awards or give an award to One Direction at the Billboards and you see Taylor Swift cheering for you, those are the moments when you just go, it's like an out-of-body experience, and you're like, okay, I'm doing this right now. This is happening. And it's like winning Miss America. It's so quick, you don't even realize what's going on. And all of a sudden it's over and it's on a great YouTube clip and everything's going to be fine.
Have it forever.
Yes, you have it forever. That's one great thing about social media. Yeah.
So speaking of social media, what is up with your brother's Instagram handle? Brother America 2015.
He is very proud of that, I must say. He's 16 years old and will give the outward appearance that he doesn't care, but he cares and he loves it so much. And I came to my high school to give a talk, and he goes to the high school that I went to, and he just was the coolest kid in school. He's buying into it. He's gonna get some attention out of it too, and that's fine with me.
What has this experience been like for him? Was it difficult?
You know, he is a completely opposite person from me. He's quiet. He's an introvert. I'm an extrovert and, you know, love all of this stuff. And so I think it's easy for him because he likes to be in the background and quiet and all that stuff. So it's not like we compete against each other or anything like that. He's like, here, you can take it. Take all the attention, please. But he's been awesome and super supportive. And I love him so much. He's a cutie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're 8 years apart, so I'm more of like a, because we're not friends yet, and you feel like we'll start to be friends once he's like 18 21, like that age
when he can go out.
Yeah when he can go out and do things, but until then I'm more of like a third parent kind of thing.
That's cool.
Yeah,
so the big question, what are you going to do next?
It's a great question. So I'm moving to Los Angeles and I'm going to pursue a career in entertainment. So I, you know, this experience exposes you to some wonderful things, things that you never thought possible. And I also want to pursue my MBA and use my scholarship dollars. So that's on my to-do list too.
Mm-hmm.
But the future is bright and I know that no matter what, I have Miss America as a springboard into even grander and more wonderful things. And I'm really excited to see what the future holds.
We are really excited about what you are going to do in the future as well.
Thank you.
So thank you so much
thank
for being
you.
With me.
Thanks for having me.
This was fun.
Yay!
Thank you for listening to this edition of Volta Insider. I'm Rachel Greenberg, and follow me on Twitter at Volta Insider. This program is produced by Haddad Media and Future Story News. Special thanks to Rob Flynn.